It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to Just Ask David. David is away. I am here with the fantastic Susan Seminelli. You've heard me mention her on the show. I swear by her products, and I am absolutely thrilled to have her on Just Ask David. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Thank you.
It's so great to have you on. All right, so today we're going to talk about the connection between what you eat and your skin. Susan, I know that this is one of the many areas of expertise that you have. So let's jump right in, because I think that some people don't realize what a big impact it can have.
Right. So your skin is an eliminative organ. Your body uses four different organs to push waste out through, and your skin is one of them. So the quality of what you put in your body through food and what you drink impacts the quality of your blood, and your blood circulates throughout your whole system. So if you want to have healthy skin from within, you have to have a nutrient-dense diet, and you have to have really good, healthy things to drink. So because you our bodies are made up of so much water, and you really need good fresh sources of water with no coloring and no garbage added to it. So your body loves nutrient-dense foods. So that means foods that are deep with color, like carrots and deep green vegetables and deep red berries and things like that, that are full of antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, trace elements. It's very important. And then your protein should always be very lean, except for your fish. You should eat fatty fish. Fatty fish is excellent for your brain, and it's very important for you, for your heart, too, for longevity. So that being said, the perfect plate of food in front of you should have every color on it, like beets for the red, or cabbage, carrots, dark green leafy vegetables, and also herbs, fresh herbs. It's very important to infuse fresh herbs, uncooked, into your salads, and you put it on top of your soups, and you top off your dishes with it, because fresh herbs are loaded with essential oils, and when you ingest them, the essential oils are released in your gut. And fermented foods are very good for you, too, because they have the same bacteria that yogurt has without the problem of ingesting dairy.
Right. Now, what are some of your favorite herbs, Susan, that you like to use?
I like to use basil. It's a blood purifier.
I love basil.
Cilantro gets rid of metal poisoning in the body. Parsley, rosemary, thyme, and oregano. Oregano is so important for you, especially when the weather is changing, because it'll boost your immune levels, your immune system. But the thing is, if you're eating after 8 o'clock at night, or you're eating too quickly, you won't digest what you're eating, so it's all a waste, and it turns to toxic waste in your system. And the other thing that's really important is in the morning when you wake up, you have to cleanse your alimentary canal, which is from your mouth to your anus. And what you need to do is first brush your teeth, scrape your tongue, and do all of your oral hygiene really well. Then you drink a glass or a cup of water with warm water with fresh lemon juice, and then you're ready to start eating for your day. Because a lot of people get up and they just eat, even if they're eating the most healthy foods, the level of bacteria in your mouth, the bad bacteria, is lethal, and it really damages your heart.
Oh, wow.
And your aorta, and you really need to really expand your consciousness about your state of being while you're eating, and preserve the integrity of what your body really needs through making intelligent decisions on how you care for yourself.
Exactly. Now, Susan, for people who feel like, well, I don't get enough deep greens and reds and berries and, you know, in my diet, what are some recommendations to start adding them in?
Put them in a smoothie.
Oh, that's a great thing. I love that.
You can combine juicing and smoothies together.
Right, because you don't want to juice a fruit, but if you have, I'll use my Vitamix and I'll put berries and spinach or other greens. Oh, wait, didn't you once tell me spinach wasn't so great? And I know a lot of people use it.
It has oxalate acid in it, but you can neutralize that. It still has benefits to it. It's just that if you're taking all of these super greens and you're eating them, you'll balance that out.
Now, what was the name of the acid in the spinach?
I think it's called oxalate acid.
Because I know that a lot of smoothies I see do have, a handful of spinach, because it seems like it's something that people are familiar with. It's an easy way to start, right?
Right.
Get some berries, get a handful of spinach or something, and then maybe move on to the kale and get your taste buds used to it. That's the thing. You got to try it more than once.
I don't have to get my taste buds. I just make it delicious. I put... I put ginger in it, cardamom. These, when you add these things to your smoothies or your soups or whatever you're cooking, it just gives you such a depth of flavor that you don't, it changes your perception of what you're eating or drinking.
Sure. I think I was thinking for people who are on the standard American diet, where this is going to be different for them, right? And especially if you're eating all highly processed foods, I mean, that's going to wreak havoc on your skin.
Yeah, a lot of foods in supermarkets are just loaded with sugar, salt, preservatives, all kinds of chemicals, very dangerous chemicals, too.
Right. Yeah, it's true. I want to mention that my book, Clean Eating, Dirty Sex, which is not about dirty sex, by the way, it's a play on words. It's really a whole guide for healthy living. There's some wonderful information from Susan in the book. Susan, let's talk a little bit about, are there certain things that you see, because you're an esthetician, with people? Do you see more rosacea with a certain type of diet versus more breakouts, or is it kind of across the board if you're eating the standard American diet, it leads to skin problems?
If you're eating a lousy diet, that's nutrient deficient, your skin will be grayish, but you can have rosacea, large pores, breakouts, flaking skin. You'll be lethargic. Your skin won't have elasticity. And then what people do is they get trapped in with medical procedures that further take them down the path of destroying their skin, like various laser techniques that just give you a controlled burn in your skin and things like that. And you don't look healthy. You don't look radiant. It affects your hair is dull, your eyes are dull, and your lackluster. Everything is lackluster. You even have low energy levels. So converting to healthy foods is getting easier and easier. Even at Target and Walmart, they have sections where you can get some organic food. And what you could do is just ask, when you go to the counter, just ask them to get more organic foods in, and they will listen to their customer base. So it is getting easier to be healthy. People just don't know what healthy food is. Seeds and nuts are also really important. They're just packed with nutritious elements to them. So try to have a wide variety of food, meaning, like, even with your salad, put sesame seeds on, which have a concentration of selenium and vitamin E together. And without selenium, you can't absorb vitamin E, and vice versa. So these seeds, all kinds of seeds, are just so loaded with phytonutrients. You really need to just think outside the box and just load your pantry with healthy things and just get rid of all the things that are processed that won't do you any good.
Right. Well, I just think this is so great. Susan, the time goes by so quickly. Luckily, you're going to be with us for the next few weeks. We have a great series of interviews with Susan. Susan, in the meantime, tell us all the ways we can find you.
Well, my website is susannaturally.com. And I have a new spa in Western New York, and that's where people could find me. And we also still have the Susan Simonelli website as well, which has a lot of information posted on it. So, and then you could get us through Facebook and Twitter, and we're on all the social media outlets.
Oh, that's fantastic. And if people want to find me, you can go to If you want to find David, go to Just Ask David. Again, at Just Ask David on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find me on Twitter at Health Media Gal, the number one. And be sure to keep listening and get all your beauty tips here on Just Ask David.
I'm David Pollack, your beauty expert. My co-host, Lisa Davis, the health expert. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just Ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.